a dream.
Wednesday had a few nightmares. Just...
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough.
Welcome to Nightmare Radio. We're your hosts, Ish the Exec.
And I'm Brittany Kristen. Thanks so much for choosing our channel.
Be sure to click the subscribe button and hit the notification bell to receive notifications on when we drop content every week.
You're now tuned into the RIM segment where we relive explicit moments with our guests.
During this segment, we unpack impactful parts of the dreamer's journey so we can inspire and motivate other dreamers just like you to push through their obstacles and turn their dreams into reality.
Yes, today we have a very special treat. We have a real queen in the building. She's the CEO of the Pink Millionaire Society.
Pink Millionaire Club.
Pink Millionaire Club, excuse me. She's also a serial entrepreneur and a wealth coach. Everyone, welcome Nicola Smith-Jackson to the show.
Oh, wow. Thank you guys for having me. I'm very excited about this.
Yes, very excited.
Beautiful ladies. All right.
So yes. I think this conversation was so timely in the way we got a chance to get in contact with each other.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
During the month of April, our topic, our overarching topic for our shows has been faith and finances. Mm-hmm. And so the first episode of the month, we got a chance to talk to an investor. He invests in Black-owned businesses and in the stock market. And he gave us a bunch of great tips for the, you know, tips of the trade and, you know, what to invest in, what to look for, things like that. But we really haven't gotten a chance outside of my sporadic inspirational food for thoughts that I like to end the show with to really... like marry the two, the faith and finance topic. With you being a person that lives for like financial literacy, especially for Black women in business, you know, and also, you know, a strong woman of God, I really just want to get straight into the marrying of faith.
Yes.
Before we could even fathom, you know, a life fulfilling lifestyle that's provided by finances.
Yes, I totally agree. And it starts there, you know. Deuteronomy 8:18 tells us that God is the one who gives us the ability to gain wealth. That was promised to us, and I've lived by that. I've had no other choice. You know, I've been a woman by 23, have been really, really, really taught by tragedies, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, I buried 3 children by age of 23. I definitely would have been one to say maybe I made not the best decisions in the crowds I hanged with. You know, I'm very clear about my story, because a lot of times when people see, oh, Pink Millionaire, they automatically think like it was silver spoon or it was easy, and it was probably nothing less than if I didn't have faith, I would be nowhere. I would be nobody, because on my journey, there was a plenty of times where I was by myself, never by myself, but probably would say there were no physical people around to inspire me or to motivate me or to help me through some of the challenges. You know, when I tell people that, you know, I drove myself to the hospital to deliver my son, who's now 27, you know, they're like, well, how did you get there? And I would tell them, I totally believe in the spiritual realm, and I believe in angels. And I learned about that before I made my first million. I would probably say in the area of being a little lucky is that I had a praying grandmother, and not a praying grandmother that just says, okay, they pray and lay hands on you. I watched my grandmother pray 3 times a day.
Wow.
No matter what was going on outside of her, if she had like an epileptic seizure, I ended up being one of those kids that was always there. Like when that happened at a very young age, where I would be by myself with her and probably have to help her through a very hard thing. But then when she came back, as soon as she'd come back, no matter what, she would still go. She had her altar that was like right off the side from her bed, and she would pray.
Wow.
And I would notice her sometimes just praying, and then I'd see these tears dropping down her eyes. I didn't know what that was until you start living life yourself.
I know, that's
right.
You start
having these I would say encounters with God. So I had problems that money couldn't fix. So yeah. Problems that money can fix. Like, money's not going to bring your kid back after they're gone, you know? Money's not going to fix that kind of pain that you can go through that young before you really kind of know how to navigate through things. So it was the Bible. I just turned and I started reading it, and it was the Bible that really started inspiring me that, number one, that there's nothing new under the sun. There's way more drama, problems, challenges in the Bible. And then it also, in the promise that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, it also let me know that the same way that God dealt with those problems in the Bible, that he would deal with me with those problems here, no matter that time. And so I began to try to use the principles of God. I would say try, because you're practicing, right? You don't know that it's going to really work. That's where faith comes in. Mm-hmm. You don't know, and that's the power of faith, and that's the beautiful thing of faith, because you should not want to know. All you need to know is that there is a God that promised that everything in the earth and the fullness thereof is his, and that because you're a joint heir, it also belongs to you.
Wow. Springtime is here, so pop into Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn Shop to fill all of your popcorn cravings. Conveniently located in Stonecrest, Georgia, the shop is open 12 to 7, Thursday through Saturday, and 12 to 4 on Sundays. Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn is the perfect gift for a friend, a fundraiser opportunity to offset costs for your organizations, and the shop has available event space for your next event. For more information, you can follow Fancy Pop Gourmet on IG and tell them Nightmare Radio sent you.
Wow.
That's something like the inspirational food for thought from last week.
Definitely. So when with the faith and the finance, right? Uh-huh. So once you get the faith down, or once you got your faith down, what in the Bible led you to the finance?
Yeah.
Habakkuk 2:2-3, where God said, write the vision and make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
And that piece was what I did in my alone time. I start writing the things that I wanted, because I was living in a life where it was so many things that it was like, this is not working.
Right.
So I start writing the things that I wanted, and he said, make it plain. What I found in my own experience and relationship with God is he is simple. He is not complicated, and people try to make things more complicated than they are. And he said, write it out, make it plain. And then he said, read it. And if you read it, you run on it. So you need to be moving toward whatever you wrote. And that's what most people don't do. They were like, okay, I ended up being a single mom, so I needed the income of multiple parents. I didn't feel like my kids should have suffered just because their father wasn't there. So I'm like, I was still the responsible person, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't be a damsel in distress with a child that was in a wheelchair, right? And another kid that was chronically asthmatic.
Wow.
So I needed to find money where I could earn money without having to always be absent.
Right. So what did you do?
Right.
Aggressive about passive income. I was a hairstylist for 20 years, so I worked like 10, 12 hours a day regularly. And then I began to pray, like, I need help. I can't keep taking my kids back and forth to these daycares, because sometimes I need to start early, and then sometimes I got off late, where the daycare centers would be like, look,
extra money.
We from 8 to 5,
by the minute.
And if you late, right.
So the check is going to be run.
Thank God, and I started asking. He said, ask, seek, and knock. Matthew 7:7. I started asking. I'm like, I need, Lord, somebody to help me with my kids. I would just talk to him just like this.
Yeah.
I need someone to help me with my kids. And I started writing it clear. I want my kids to be able to be tucked in the bed when they're tired. I don't want to pick them up when they're asleep from someone else's home, whatever.
Girl,
just lay it out, right? What I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I had a client. I remember Jennifer. I remember her like yesterday. She was like a nurse from Jamaica, and I'm Jamaican and Panamanian. That is our background. And so that is our origin. So I remember me telling Jennifer now too. And I was like, you know what? Ask, seek, and knock. So I was like, Jennifer, you know, I know you be knowing all these Jamaican nurses. Do you have anybody? Because my son, who has cerebral palsy, is in a wheelchair. I was like, my son, I would love somebody that can help me out with them that, you know, was a nurse. Because I had CNAs that I had. And so I said, and she said, you know what? There are some ladies that we have, they were like in a community, and she said they come up for 6 months and then they could work a time, but they got to go back. So I was like, well, what happened when they go back? She said, it's a community, so it'll be somebody else. When I said, but I can't afford that. I said, I can't afford it. She said it'll be $150 a week.
Wow, that's child.
That was back in the day, right?
Right. That's less than what I pay weekly for childcare.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that's what I'm talking about, where my faith started being built up. And this is, I'm not new to watching God awe me, right? Mm. I started expecting that. So I was like, okay. I said, well, they came, and I remember Miss Eileen, her and I, we still are connected. My kids are 27 and 24, going to be 25 in July. And this lady, I still am in contact with her because she was there like an angel for me at a time where I didn't know what else to do. And they did everything, even cooked, cleaned, tucked the babies in.
Wow.
Later on, I stayed with that community for so many years until I got married. But they would come and they would be in the house. They took the kids out. They helped them with homework, everything. And people were like, that was unheard of. You got a nanny?
Right.
And but you literally like, just spoke it spoke and believed that your God was going to provide
it. I wrote it and I spoke it.
Mm.
I spoke it and then I wrote it. I wrote it, then I spoke it. And it was a regular. I need someone. I'm driving my kids and I'm talking, Lord, I need somebody to help me with this.
And then you would repeatedly write it.
I repeatedly write it. And so what people would be considering, they were affirmations before I knew like the technical term.
Affirmation. Right, exactly. That's trendy now because.
Correct.
You know, but this is beyond the trend.
Like, absolutely. This is not trend. It's biblical. It's right. The word.
Right.
And so, but you have to believe it when you speak it.
Mm. So let me steer you there. So from getting that grounding in faith and yep. seeing that God, you know, literally manifest the request of your heart, the things that you needed, then you took and you started in the hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
How did you make that transition into applying, you know, faith into that money?
What I did was most people never really learn the business behind their business. And thank God I had a mom. She had a hair salon. And but my mom, prior to that, she was in corporate America. She had worked in the insurance industry. And so when my mom transitioned from being in corporate America to a salon, one of the things that I always saw her doing was writing and taking care of her books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So even the Bible says, who goes out to go build a tower and you're not counting the cost first? So I took that from her of being able to really be good with just the numbers, writing them down. I'm a scratch paper person. Yeah. I started first from scratch paper. And people think that it requires you to do everything so fancy. In the beginning, you gotta do it how you can with what you have.
Ready to treat your body to something good? Order your next smoothie from the Fruit Shop. The Fruit Jock uses the freshest, high-quality ingredients and is a great source for vital vitamins and nutrients like calcium, collagen, and potassium. Order your Fruit Jock smoothie online at thefruitjock.com or via Instagram at thefruitjock. Treat your body to something good today.
And so I would write down, like, here was all of the expenses, here was whatever, and I saw that this is where I'm going with this. I began to learn the power of leverage. I saw that I had now, here I was a salon owner by this time.
Mm-hmm.
I saw I had all these expenses, and what I did not want to do was have to depend on all of the
other expenses to pay this.
I didn't want to depend on the stylist in the salon to pay my bills
right.
and feed my kids.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I felt like it was nobody else's responsibility. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I started saying, well, how else? It starts from a mindset. Everything does. How else can this building make me money without the people?
How do you break the mindset though? Because I mean that's like the biggest thing. Your mind can be the prison for dreams. Literally the graveyard for dreams. Like, how do you transition your mindset?
You just said that. You just said something. Your mindset is transitioned by the seeds that you plant in it.
Right.
Everything is a seed. And so how can we look for harvest in places we haven't made any deposits?
Exactly.
We haven't sown any seed. That's the basic principle of wealth. And God says that he will not be mocked, that you will reap what you've sown.
Wow.
If you notice, you're saying the faith, and I speak like this all the time because the seeds, now that they're sown, I don't have to rehearse it to come out.
Because it's
whatever
in
it's
you.
In, it's there
right.
you go.
That's right.
And he says faith comes from hearing and hearing. We say the word of God, but however, the way that God creates everything is that whatever that principle is a principle, it works regardless. So if your seeds that you keep hearing and hearing is doom and gloom, then that is what's going to be your harvest.
Got to change the environment. In that case, because if the soil isn't good, then you're not going to grow.
And it's not only geographically changing your environment. The environment is your spiritual environment.
Yeah. Did you, on your journey, I'm sorry, I'm just
you,
going
you
here.
You are, but go ahead.
She's
go
like,
ahead.
Give me my time.
I'm sorry. On your journey, did you have to like change, physically change your environment?
I did.
Were the people that were around you, you know, poisoning to your mindset?
Well, I can tell you this. It was, I had to create priorities. And this is a clear word. I had to create priorities. I was now a single mom with two children that had a lot of medical needs.
Mm-hmm.
I had to prioritize. There was not enough time for me to work, provide for them, and still be around shenanigans.
Right, right.
Okay? Yeah. So what I had to do was saying, okay, well, what was the priority? Okay, first is God. He said, he's the one that gave me the ability to gain wealth. I need a relationship with him. Well, what do I need to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then now, okay, the salon, it allowed the opportunity. But what I shared was I started looking at what are other ways that the salon can make me money. And what you want to know is anything, there's nothing new under the sun. So anything that you want to do has already really been done before. And you might can innovate it or you might can take it to the next level,
right.
But it's been done before.
Right.
So they're always models. So you have to do research. So I watched and I saw, I would walk in Sears, I'd walk in these malls and they had salons in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I realized was that they had a lot of retail. They had things that everyone that walked in there, they purchased when they were leaving. That was money to be made without people, without the stylist.
Right, right.
So what I realized is I was like, wait a minute. Number one, with my clients, I also began to build up their ticket. They needed the products that they were using.
Only you were using, that you
exactly.
got here.
Exactly. So that became now my wall. I call it the wall. The wall started making me more money in the salon than the stylist.
Wow.
So now what that does is that when you have created systems to make money, you don't see people as dollar signs.
Right.
You see them as people.
Right.
So it relieves the stress where I really treated my stylist well. So we had great opportunities. And I also, the next thing is I started sharing money. So there was no way that if their clients were going to come in and support the wall too, that I shouldn't have shared money with
right.
them.
Right, that makes sense.
Does that make sense? So I started sharing money. I learned those little basic principles, right? Is that you give, it's a seed. If you're expecting people to respect your place or respect you or whatever, you give. So I started giving and I started sharing with them.
And you say that seed again.
It's seeds.
Again, you're planting another seed in someone else.
I'm
seeing where we're going here. Continue, Queen. This is
everything
important.
Is a seed, and that's what we have to know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do or say is a seed, and it reproduces only after its own kind. The Bible said you will know a fruit. You know a tree by the fruit it bears.
Right. Mm.
So a seed is not going to reproduce. An orange tree is not going to reproduce an apple. So if I wanted, you know, I wanted good people, I started sowing into people.
Right, right. So so you started with the salon.
Yes.
You were able to create passive income inside of the salon.
Inside the salon, and I took profits and began to buy real estate.
Okay, awesome. So you invested your money into other things that's going to make you money while you're not there.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's the name of the game.
It always is. Mm. It always is. You have to know that there is recession-proof, principles around money that will never change no matter the economy. As a matter of fact, God's principles around money actually are designed for those who understand them. They thrive in the down times because they're prepared to sow more seed.
Mm.
Does that make sense? They actually are prepared to sow more seed. And that's how I thrive, because what I did is be a good steward over the blessings that God gave me.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. I sowed into, if I wanted more God, I sowed into church, right? I paid my tithes. If I wanted God to bless me, I got to bless where he's doing work.
Right.
Mm.
You see? So you're like, okay, you go to work where he's at work, then he has no other choice but to get involved in what you're doing.
I know, that's right.
That's his word. You're working where he's working. He's trying to help people to be healthier, wealthier, and you are now at work there. He has no
Of course you're going to reap the benefit of that.
Pure heart,
because you're in the space where he's doing that work.
Where he's doing, he need help.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to manage what he gives us
good
as well.
Good stewardship.
Good stewardship.
Good stewardship. That's why you have to count the cost.
Right.
You have to budget. The budgeting word is something that people say, I don't want to budget. They look at it as constraints. But I say you need to budget to build wealth. Your money should be allocated. A portion of your money should be allocated to sow more seeds in things that make more money.
Right.
We are more engaged in consumerism or consumption versus investing. That's the simplicity of it.
Right. Yeah. Especially our community.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it was taught.
I was just about to say that. Our community, and you, I know that you're
financial literacy.
It was taught to be consumers.
That's right.
Because that was the next level of slavery.
Right.
Consumption was taught. And it also, an imitation was taught. Once you don't really have your identity and you really don't even understand, like, okay, the ability to create wealth lives on the inside of you, then you're always going to look externally for all the answers.
And you said that you have to really have a good understanding of what it is that you're investing in.
Absolutely.
So if people don't have an understanding of what the possibilities of even happening, then there's no way that they'll have an understanding of what's possible for them.
But they do understand.
Mm.
They do understand. They someone told them they didn't understand and they believe that. But they do understand, because whatever you're buying, someone else made the investment
to make that.
To create the atmosphere for you to buy. You're the one making them rich. So, but you just are not investing in what you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which is what Brandon said, remember?
Yeah.
Correct.
Brandon said invest in what you buy.
And you have to do research on knowing the direction of what things are going. Like, for instance, and we do, we don't give ourselves enough credit. Right? And the idea of so many things that we use on a regular basis, like even a phone, and we're using all these apps, we're consuming everything. But have we ever looked at the apps are businesses? Where is your ownership in those types of businesses or connections to those type of businesses that you're using every day? We do know we're consuming more than we're investing, because we were taught that that's not our lane.
Mm.
And so at the end of the day, once we now start to say, okay, we have wealth. If you've read, there is a book by Omar Willis called Black Fortunes. It's the book of the first 6 black millionaires that were directly out of abolition. This is in the 1800s, okay? And there, we do book club with Pink Millionaire Club, and I know we'll get to that. But I pick reads where people will say, I love to learn. I want them to read and get engaged in the stories and be able to see themselves in the stories and know that, hey, listen, if these are people that created multi-million dollar empires when they were just coming out of slavery, not desegregation.
Right.
Slavery.
It's possible.
Now, how is it that we have all of this technology and we're watching versus working? We're watching people gain wealth versus working toward gaining wealth. Is where our attention goes.
Yeah.
Is what flows.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving a lot of attention to consumption.
Right. And not
watching YouTube, whatever, versus creating a YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a very fine line between consuming and creating.
Even on Instagram.
Yeah.
Think about Instagram. Yeah. You consume a lot of content on Instagram instead of posting your things on Instagram and reaping the benefits of what you're supposed to be putting on Instagram for.
And even in the consumption part, the consumption fills you up with so much negativity and doubts and, you know, and unclarity.
Those are the seeds.
Yeah.
That's why it creates doubt. Mm-hmm. The harvest is the doubt, because you're being fed that seed. It's all principle. But the thing is that we must consume.
Yeah.
Because wealth is cyclical. It has to go back wherever you are. You have to keep it moving or it stops. If it stops, it dies. So you have to consume, But you also have to invest. And the reason why people become like less than have, you know, poverty is because it's not moving. It's not moving in a cycle. It's moving linear.
Yeah.
So at linear, at some point, there's a stopping point, right? There's an end. But it should be cyclical.
Yeah.
That's why the market is cyclical. People are like, oh my gosh, we're in a recession. A recession must happen to correct. But what people don't understand is when it goes down, it gets to pick up more people who are prepared.
Tired of rent increases? Stop paying rent on property that will never be yours. Build wealth, invest in your future, and become a homeowner. Book an appointment with Christiana Torre, Atlanta native realtor, today. Love Thy Realtor. Keller Williams Buckhead. Contact 678-538-8989.
Yeah.
Right.
On this time around. And I remember saying that at the start of this. I don't know if I'm ready yet, but now I'm ready. So the girls want to know, Pink Millionaires Club, like, how do we get involved?
Absolutely.
How are you sharing these teachings?
Before you get there, I wanted to ask, so when did you hear God's voice to even create these clubs and create these financial literacy programs to help people with their credit and to help them with building these this black wealth that we're speaking on?
Well, like I said, most of the greatest things that happened to me happened either through my tests or my tragedies. But I could remember first when my husband and I, when I got pregnant, after having a trauma of losing children or having children early, you start to say, I don't want to do that again, right? So here I was we're married 2 years, I got pregnant, and I'm like, okay, we can't have a baby because my son was 10 and he's still in a wheelchair. Like, we can't do this. And now this is the downturn of the economy right now. That was back in 2007. And then 2008 came, and I'm like, okay, now I'm high-risk pregnancy. I can't be out there standing on my feet. It's long. And I can remember walking up to my salon, and there were some stairs at the back. It was the fastest way to get into the shop. I walked up the stop shop, and I looked around. There's nobody there. And I just bust out crying. I said, Lord, there has to be more. Mm. There has to be more. There has to be a way to make a lot of money without this work. I'm not ungrateful, but I know that there has to be more. You know, I need to be there with these children. How else am I gonna be a mom and still have money? Like, my husband should not have to do this. This is how I talk to God. I don't go all, yes, I pray in my spiritual language, but I don't go all into that when I'm talking to God about, because he already knows your thoughts.
Right.
So what you dressing up crap for? Just tell them where you at and what it is.
Like, they're real.
Yeah.
Dear God.
And then he started answering. And then I said, I want to know more about money, and I promise I will share it with your people.
Mm. Wow.
Show me and I will show them. Show me and I will show them. So I started doing it from my chair ministry.
Yes. I love a good talk with my hairstylist.
Yes.
You trust them.
Any of your beauty like practitioners, it's always like chair church in there. My lash tech, close my eyes and we in a hole.
Just talk.
Yeah.
You trust them. And I began to start there. Because guess what? He say, if you are, you know, a good store over little, I will give you much.
Right.
So I started with the people I had. Like, I would talk to them, and I was sharing with them things I was doing with my money, investing in properties, and I was sharing with them. And then there was this one thing that happened. I literally got into the network marketing industry, and there are people who would say, oh, network marketing. And I say, stop it already. Like, there are so many businesses that have that model, but they market it differently, including the insurance industry, including the real estate industry. The insurance industry is so highly respected, but it is based off of recruitment and things like that. And let's be real, Jesus recruited. the disciples.
He was the first pyramid.
And then he told them to go out, right? Right. And share the good news. So, yeah. And it was to prosper the people. So stop it already with knocking down things that may be a legal and legitimate way for people to get into entrepreneurship if they didn't have all the skills, or they ran into a situation where now they can do something to put food on the table. We have to get to a place where we open our mind a little bit more and stop shutting down things because we miss out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's how I made my first liquid million, is in network marketing. My asset million was in real estate, by acquiring real estate. But guess what? The market can dictate that at any moment to change it.
Right.
Right. So you have to have a stepping stone of where you get to really learn about entrepreneurship, where you can build up thicker skin. And then I ended up in a beauty industry. I needed to lose weight. I had a big stomach. I had to have my baby. And I ended up with something that made me look smaller so I could earnestly and authentically share something with people that I believed in.
Right.
Right. So now it's not about selling, it's serving. And I'm not talking to everybody. I was talking to who wanted a smaller waist.
Right.
It turned into my first million in the first year because I was able to share with women how they can do it and how they can sustain it. What I did was learn your business. I learned that it was 90% nutrition. The company had nutrition. And that's where I began to get introduced to residual income, which we begin to understand subscription or whatever. You do something one time, and aren't we on subscriptions?
All of them.
You got Netflix?
Everything.
That's a subscription, right?
For sure.
And they on the fame. They the top five, in the top five of the top biggest companies.
I forgot that was on the L list about Netflix going down.
Subscription lists. Right? Most businesses are going into some kind of way that they can have
subscription-based
customer keep spending money without acquiring new customers.
Yes. Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
The business model is already there and it's right in front of our face.
You just have to take it for your own and re-spin it.
Correct. So a person may say network marketing is not for you, then it's not for you. Right? There are other businesses. Now you can create memberships. So I learned the power of subscription and memberships at how can you offer amazing value at a lower price than a person paying it one time, and then they're paying, and now you can stay involved and connected with your customers. So I learned subscriptions through network marketing. Okay? And then I also began to learn about how to have better people skills. Communication is one of the highest paid industries. So in network marketing, the money is not really made only in selling. The money is made in leadership.
Right.
So you have to build up yourself.
Right. Yeah.
And you have to deposit in others. You have to create success stories. So when I began to realize that in the business of network marketing, the company may not give you everything to help the persons to become successful.
Right.
So I began to share with them what I learned about God and started sharing that with them about them being successful. Because unsuccessful people are not unsuccessful because they don't do the work. It's because they don't think they can be successful.
And that goes back to the mindset.
So I started working on and depositing in their mindset on a regular basis every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Working on their mindset. So now people who never thought they could, they started doing things they never imagined just by understanding who they were, that they were also worthy. And then they now began to say, you know what? They started spreading that word to other people. So guess what? I tell them, look, you make the money, but it's about what you do with the money when you make it.
Right.
And so now you need to deposit automatically every single month into investments. And they say, well, where do I start? I say, okay. So there are five asset classes. There are five asset classes. Now we have the sixth one. We call it the digital, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the five asset classes, cash. I said, do you know what cash is? Yeah. What kind of cash do you know about?
The green stuff.
What is it
that
called?
That spins
the
money.
The green stuff, but it's all cash green.
Right.
No,
it's not.
There are different colors in different countries,
right?
You ever been to another country? Some of them are blue, some of them are coins. Okay, so how many other cash derivatives do you own? If you only own the cash in the state or the country or whatever, the country you live in, so when that country is down and another country is up, why don't you own cash from another country? Ecclesiastes 11, 1 through 2 tell us to ship our grain across the sea.
You better say.
Come on.
And have seven, yay, eight streams of income. Because when one is up, the other is down.
Seven streams of income is biblical?
Eight streams. Pull it up. Ecclesiastes 11, 1 through 2. It says 7, 8. So if you go and you look at the millionaires, they're going to have 7 or 8 different streams of income. So you have now cash derivatives, all right? So you need to own other people's cash, right? Other monies. Then now you have what they call equities. What is equities? Don't confuse it. It's businesses and you own a portion of the business. That's stocks.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Okay. Now you own fixed things like bonds, okay? So stocks is where you own a portion of the company. Bonds is where you're loaning out your money to companies.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You're buying bonds and then they can operate their companies. Government bonds, what have you, right? Then now you have real estate, okay? But most people go and live in their real estate. Well, how's that real estate making you money?
No, not if you're living there and spending money to maintain it.
Yes. Okay, sure, you can have your at-home business or what have you, but you can literally have a business and rent your house back out to your business and do things and make money. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can have your house make money, but then now real estate. So now great ways. Owning Airbnb.
Right.
Okay. Owning investment real estate. But then now you can own large portions of real estate with real estate investment trusts. You can be investing in hospitals.
That seems to be very common lately.
Obviously so, because we still need them, right? With COVID-19, you got to look around. The money is all around us.
Yeah.
Yeah. They keep
and
they
all
keep
of the illnesses, right? Okay. So we got real estate. So then now you have commodities. Now pay attention. For a while, gas was down. Things like sugar and all stuff is down. And now with where we are right now in the war, Russia was a main place for gas, oil. Mm-hmm. So now what does it do? Supply and demand, throw the price up. But when oil was down, people, were you buying it?
Nope.
But you use gas and put gas
every
in your car
single
to
day.
Go. So why don't we own any oil? See what I say? When
it's
people
the
say
mind.
They're not prepared. They're not prepared.
Okay. So do we own any other oil, right? Okay. And so like with Pink Millionaire Club, I already let them know, listen, people get rich in wars. So you need to know what's going to be in scarcity. And then that's where you need to invest your money while it's down. So Pink Millie's made money in oil. Does that make sense?
Come on,
okay.
Pink Millie.
So then now at the end of the day, we start saying you have the... We talked about the cash.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the stocks or bonds or equities, right?
We
talked about the bonds. We talked about the real estate. We talked about that. And what's the next thing? Arts and collectibles. The digital space is just a mirror of the natural world. So we got arts and collectibles. So, okay, have you ever heard people making money off of comic books?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard people making money off of art? Barbies.
Yeah. I have a whole lot of, you know, things that are collectibles.
Antiques.
Right.
Collectibles. Cars. What do you love that actually can make money?
Requires
how much
work
do you own it?
Right.
Okay, then now you have that. And then now we have digital. Where now, guess what? When we have e-commerce, well, what e-commerce is? You're just owning a digital store.
Right.
Right? So you're selling the same source of tangible products, but you're owning a digital store. Okay, so what are NFTs? Non-fungible tokens, but what is it? Art. It's like collectibles. It's what is the metaverse? They're selling real estate.
Digital real estate.
Wow.
What is cryptocurrency? It's the digital form of cash.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
All it is a mimic of, right?
Yeah.
And so you understand it more. Like you're like, oh my gosh. So my question
is, it's the language though, you know?
That's why Pink Millie, that's why God, my pastor told me.
Talk about Dr.
Sherry Gaither told me that I was anointed
love her
to teach people about money.
Yeah.
Because she said the way that I break it down, it's like
you make it so easy.
Because it is.
And
God is not gonna make it hard for his people.
People are just
now connecting with him and how he says. Now he said 7, 8 streams of income. How long ago? That was in Ecclesiastes. King Solomon wrote that. King Solomon did not ask. When God now gave the kingship and said, listen, David, you messed up, but I promised you, so I'm going to give it to your seed.
But
remember the seed?
Right.
I'm going to give it to your seed.
That's right.
So now King Solomon, he says, listen, ask me for anything. He said, I want wisdom.
Tsunami. Introducing Tsunami Wave Surfers, handcrafted in Italy, drop ship directly to your door. To get a pair, hit the link in the bio right now.
Tsunami.
Wave, surf, splat, tsunami. Big drip, Italian leather and sway. Lead away,
wave, surf.
I want wisdom. I want the knowledge. That's why Pink Millionaire is not a color. It's a movement to help women prosper while making impact, nurturing themselves and others, and apply knowledge to gain wealth.
Wow.
That is what Pink stands for. And the thing is
say it one more time for us.
Prosper.
Uh-huh.
To make impact. So you go make the money so you could go help some other folk.
That's right.
Okay? Nurture yourself and others. Take care of yourself so you are a good example. Our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Take care of yourself. People are only going to treat you as good as you treat yourself.
Right.
And then now you got the energy and everything to take care of others without bitterness. I've had a lot of hard things happen to me. And I'm not bitter. I got better. Mm. And I apply the knowledge. So in your personal time, I have here my Power Moves planner, 90-day planner, where everything about your life, full circle. I have a vision board that you start with first. But everything around your life, full circle, you handle. And it's a reminder every single day. And so I have what is called the 888 Cash Calendar. The 888 Cash Calendar, God showed me this. There's no way I'm not that smart. God showed me this. I'm not that smart. I mean, you got to give, listen.
But give yourself the credit. Right. Like you
I don't
say. Give yourself that credit.
Listen, I'm telling you, God is who showed me that.
Show
24
book.
Hours.
Put that up right here.
24
for the
hours. Our Power Moves Planner. 24 hours is broke down in 3/8.
And I need, this is something, show me that in that book, because that is something that I struggle with.
Managing your time?
Oh my God.
Yes, yes.
Sure. It is a constant struggle. I'm
so
trying
you
to
see
be
this?
Released from that. Yeah, pass that through.
So where can people purchase this book?
Right,
you can go
right.
to pinkmillie.shop. Or if you go to pinkmillionaireclub.com, you can go ahead and go to pinkmillionaireclub.com and you can just go to the shop. And the Power Moves Planner is how I built my life. And making sure that what I did, I didn't want to be a public success and a private mess.
Oh, right, exactly.
I see here.
And the thing is, and what I'm realizing is that a lot of these things that we're speaking on, like, you know, we say affirmations and that's in manifestation. All of these things are like so trendy now, right? But when you come back to the principle of it all, it was already ordained. It's,
yes,
already,
it's already
been
written
in the book.
There's nothing new under the sun.
And that's crazy because so many people have fallen out of relationship or fallen away from what they are used to as far as like attending church or going to church or being very spiritual or being very biblical, and they're still out here mimicking these same things that have already been written. It's been removed from the source of where they're supposed to be receiving it from.
Because if you don't know the use of a thing, abuse occurs.
Yeah.
What happens is that no one is talking enough about the use of the Bible.
Right.
It is the basic instructions.
Yeah.
Before leaving the earth, no one says that means that you got to live in church. I am just too real. You understand? Everyone is not called to labor inside the four walls of the church. I am extremely clear as an ordained minister that I was called to the mountain of finance and business. So once you begin to understand that, where you are called, if God is everywhere, so should kingdom builders be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes,
and the church
does
not need an edifice or a building.
No, that's you don't. You are the church.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Jesus died for us to become the church. He says, I'm going away and I'm going to send a helper. Okay? The Holy Spirit is not only in one person. He is in everyone. That was the reason Jesus said, I'm sending the Holy Spirit. And he will be your helper. He will be your comforter. But he corrects and directs you too. So some of us, the Holy Spirit, he's a whisperer. Right. So if you got all this chatter in your head, that's why he said, meditate on the word day and night. Meaning you got to clear your mind daily. You got to renew your mind daily. The book of Romans tells us to do. You got to do this daily. So now if we're not taking the instructions, how are we expecting to get the results?
Mm.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes,
and,
it does.
And then it's like where are you getting the instructions from to get the results that you're looking for?
We're imitating, because what we do is just like how sometimes when you open a box, a lot of people open boxes
without
and never
reading
the instructions. They do.
And they're missing steps, and that's why the stuff don't never last. Things be breaking down. The foundation is not solid.
Correct, correct. You are 100%. See, I told you know way more than you give yourself credit for. At the end of the day, it's this simple. Go look at your bank account, because he says where your heart is, your treasure is also. Mm-hmm. Go look at your last 90 days of your bank statement, and there are your seeds. And your harvest is what you live in. So if you look at the money, if you want more money, you got to sow money into things that make more money. Simple, right?
Right.
But if you look at your bank account, how many of those things that you look down that list that you invested? Investment versus spending means that you're expecting an outcome. Return. You're doing it with an intention of a return, and spending is saying it don't matter.
Right. Right.
So if you didn't care where it went wherever. Guess where
it
go?
A whole lot of bill paying that don't be seeming like an investment.
Or the food we be eating. Or the
We got the harvest of the food we eat, right? We got the harvest. Like, it don't play. But this is the thing. Let's talk about how can women really go to the next level? And why am I focusing on women when I'm a mother of only boys?
Okay.
I'm the only girl in my house.
Wow, bless your heart.
I have a husband and I love it. Queen.
Well, yeah, you are the queen of the castle.
I'm the queen. That's why they waiting on me, right? Before we go to...
I know, that's right.
I'm the queen, but I wanted to be able to be there for my son. I wanted to be able to be at his games. I wanted to be not having to worry about money.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be talking about I'm looking for college money. I didn't want to be talking... I didn't want to have to do any of that. And I did not want to be enslaved by a bunch of debt. So what I did is I began to research and read about money and saying, where is the wealth really created? The first thing is a foundation. Most people don't have a wealth foundation. I would say, how much insurance do you own that literally, insurance is protection. A foundation has to be protected, right?
Right.
So how much insurance do you own that accumulates cash? We can start our own banking system with insurance.
I saw that in one of the teachings that you do.
Correct, but it's a specific type of whole life insurance, and you start your own bank. This is what the Rockefellers do. This is what all wealthy people, and as a matter of fact, this is what banks do. They're called BOLIs, bank-owned life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Banks own more life insurance, and guess what they do? Now when you are having life insurance as your bank, it does not operate by the same rules of credit. You don't have to... They're not going to ask you what your credit score is when you're borrowing money.
From yourself. Because you've already created the needs for to prove it.
But you're actually not borrowing your own money. You're borrowing the insurance money. They just have different rules than the banks. You got to know the rules of the game for you to win.
Have to have the understanding.
You got to know the rules of the game for you to win. Insurance industry does not have the same rules as the banking industry. But you can actually use it as a banking system. Okay? So what is the banking system? The bank get what? Deposits. Who deposits? It's not the bank money. It's your deposits.
Right.
They do deposits, and then now the bank makes the decision as to how they disperse the deposits to loans. Loans are not income, right? Is not income. So that's why it's not taxed. Because you pay what? Income taxes. You don't pay loan taxes. You pay debt taxes. You pay income taxes. So what you do is you now make your deposits into an insurance, and then now based off of the type of policy, those are the policies we write, you literally now can borrow up to 50% of that early, and then over time up to 100% of that. And then now you borrow from that without credit checks, without telling them what you're doing with the money. You could borrow, you could go do a car, you could do a house, you could go buy stocks so you don't lose.
Right.
You hear what I just said? Okay. So now you borrow that money, and then now you go and you deploy it to go make more money. Now your money is backing that loan in the policy. So your money is still accumulating interest and growing.
Right.
Some people say they're borrowing their own money. No, you're borrowing. You're the banker. You're the bank owner, but you're borrowing the insurance money.
Wow.
The same way how when the banks, they loan out your money. Yeah, they loan out their own money.
I was about to say, because...
And then they'll turn around and charge you high interest to borrow your own money because your credit not right.
Right.
Mm. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. But we play that game. We don't know the rules of it.
Exactly.
So now that's what you do. So I teach them, okay, first you need to create your banking system with the monies you make. They say, well, I'm getting the money. I say, well, if you have income, where are you making your deposits?
Wow.
You dropping it at the bank. You got automated deposits. Why aren't you dropping it in a system that now you can borrow at will? It's growing at way higher interest rate than your bank account. What is your checking account interest rate yielding you? How much? Mm. So now how are we expecting the money to grow and there is no interest being added to the money?
Exactly.
So the money should be parked at least in high yield savings accounts where interest, you are clear. My money's sitting here because I know you're using my money. I need to be paid. It's rent.
Exactly.
Right. Pay so up.
Ownership
right?
over your own. Come on now.
Yes.
That's the first thing. Then now we take those money.
Blown my head right now.
Now you take those monies and you do things like now you buy those assets. So our Pink Millionaire Club, they are buying foreign exchange. They're buying other monies. They're buying real estate at will based off of what level they are, right? If you can't afford to buy a house, then why don't you have a real estate investment trust, right? You buy according to what your budget is. You budget to build wealth. Then now they are buying... they're buying the commodities, right? They are buying the collectibles, if so they choose. And then they are buying digital real estate, e-commerce stores. We're starting Amazon stores. Mm. They are buying the NFTs. They're learning about crypto. We'll be talking about that at the Power Money Conference of how you can cash in on crypto.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the Power Money Conference.
Yes.
That's upcoming. So, that's in May. First
May 6th through the 8th. And the Power Money Conference have...
Dynamic people.
Best.
Dynamic
in their
people.
Industry.
Yeah.
Wow.
The top of the top. And I have invested at least seven figures into personal and professional development throughout being in many masterminds, whatever. So I know what's out there.
Yeah.
But I also know what's not coming into our communities in a way where we will understand it and take action.
Right.
And that's why I did the Power Money Conference, and that's why I did Pink Millionaire Club, because they need to see someone that looks like them and been through things like them saying, this is the way. I know the way, so I show the way. Okay? And so at the end of the day, you say, okay, well, do you make money? I'm supposed to.
Right.
The bottom line is, how would I be able to even give away free tickets at the Whitley Hotel if I didn't have money? How can you give if you don't have money?
That's right. Are you giving those to people that's listening today?
I am.
Okay, yeah, so what do they need to do to get these tickets?
I am.
What do I need to do to get a ticket? Because at this point, I got to be in the building.
I am. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give the link. What they can do right now is they can go to pinkmillionaireclub.com, go to the contact, and say, I need a free ticket. Even if you go in my inbox, I have three assistants that check my boxes. They will get your name and number, and they will send you a link. We have a special link for you to get a free ticket. If you want to know about Power Money Conference, go to powerandmoneyconference.com and you will see what you're going to learn. You're going to be learning how to think like a millionaire.
Yeah.
We've only given some seeds of that, but there is a thought process on how many millionaires, even if they were to go broke, they know they could do it again.
Right.
It's the mindset, right? Okay, we're going to be talking about how to get rid of that scarcity mindset. We're going to talk about business opportunities that are recession-proof. I gave a few industries. Some of people are in the right industries, but they haven't innovated inside of their industry. They're still operating off of what people needed 10 months ago because they're not up on their industries and knowing I need to shift.
And tell people what they need instead of waiting on someone else to say.
So we'll let you know about the industries and you get to choose it based off of your personality.
Is so there like this a personality assessment or something that's associated with
it? We do,
that?
But we have what is called BANK. It's artificial intelligence to help you understand not only yourself, but understand how prospects buy.
Yeah.
So you would have the right communications. You're going to be set up for profitable businesses. If your business is not profitable, you're doing a hobby.
Right. Exactly.
Hobbies is where you work for free.
Yep.
Yeah.
Does
yep.
that make sense?
It
business
makes a lot
owners,
of sense.
You need money so we can become leaders.
Amen.
Nobody's wanting to be led by broke people.
Nope. That's right.
And no one is going to believe you can be successful if you're not successful.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's going to believe that, oh yeah, I can earn money passively if you're not doing it. So we only teach what we do.
That's right.
This is a word.
Okay?
That is amazing.
That's right. We're going to talk to you about how to manage your money.
Yeah.
The right way. We have the 50, they have this 50, 30, 20 millionaire route. That doesn't work. I'm here to let you know. They have this thing where they'll tell you you can be a millionaire if you live off of 50% of your money and 30% are like your needs and then 20% you invest. For number one, where's your tithes? I didn't hear that in that millionaire. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear that in that millionaire formula that they talked about.
See, it all depends on who you're getting your information from.
Okay, so I took another 10% out of there and said, now you got to pay back to who's giving you everything and who owns everything, right?
Right.
And then now you also will take that other 20%, 10% you're investing into your vision or your business. You have to invest back into your business. So many business owners are not up on a professional development because they don't invest back to keep growing in their business.
Right.
Okay? And then they're not taking the other 10% to invest into money or passive streams that will grow while their business is growing.
Yeah.
You got to feed what funds you, yeah, right?
Right.
So we're going to teach them how to properly manage money to build wealth. Your ending goal is to build wealth, all right? The next thing we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about how to use life insurance to make a money machine. We talked about that. We're going to be talking about how to become your own banker, cashing on crypto, and we want to be talking about business credit. Business credit is extremely important because it's on a different... The business owners in America is on a different system than the people who actually work jobs. Yeah. We're on a different system.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, you have to leverage more, labor less. Okay? Right. So the end of the day is even if you have money, your money should be places like I just shared with you, backing something, but you should be using OPM, other people's money.
Right.
Right.
Other people's money, right? So you want to know how to build, of course, your personal credit. That's cool. But building a business credit, you can build business credit faster than personal credit because it does not follow the Fair Credit Reporting Act.
This is, yeah.
Okay? Right. And then now also you will be able to create another system using your EIN number to create assets. But there are going to still be things that you're going to need to use your personal credit for. So you need to be balanced. I tell people, get to a place where you have at least 50 to 75% of other people's money of your yearly income.
Right.
You earn $100,000, you earn $100,000 a year, you should have at least $75,000 disposable of other people's money,
right,
and you can go and make more money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about this in a very simplistic way. However, then we're going to have fun.
Yes.
We're going to have a pink and black ball.
Oh.
We want women to dress up. I want to honor my Pink Millies, my founding members. So I'm going to be crowning them and I'm going to be giving them awards. And of course, we're going to be opening up membership. And then we also are going to have a Mother's Day breakfast. With me being a mom who lost three children, I want to honor all moms. And they're going to be coming in there. We're going to have a beautiful Mother's Day breakfast for them, breakfast brunch for them at the Whitley Hotel in Buckhead. So we want them to be in luxury.
That's nice.
So they can understand they deserve to live and exist like a queen.
Period.
So many women are being treated so bad. And they are suffering silently. And when I put out there on my Facebook that I wanted to bless some single moms, and when I saw that over 1,000+ impressions of these single moms who are saying they're hurting, and I was that single mom who drove myself to the hospital to have one kid, buried three children, I remember those days. I told them Pink Millionaire been there. And there was nobody there to say, let me give you a hand up. I'm not doing handouts. I want women who not going to be whining. They come and saying, I'm ready to put in the work on myself, in my business, in my finances.
Yeah.
I want to sow into those women.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, the Power Money Conference, the hotel blessed us with the largest room they have in there. And I'm like, wait a minute. We didn't have intentions of bringing all these people.
But you're going to feel it.
And I said, okay, God, you gave me the vision. You're going to give me the provision. And we're going to hook up with some women. And that's why, even though I'm about to leave, my husband out there, he's saying, come on.
Yes, we
just
have
keep
to,
it real.
Yeah, we
gotta
have to wrap it up.
We gotta wrap our show too.
Yes, we do have to wrap it up.
Let our followers know where they can follow you on Instagram, Facebook,
yes,
and your website.
Absolutely. So NicolaSmithJackson.com. N-I-C-O-L-A SmithJackson.com. And then you can follow me on Facebook, Nicola Smith Jackson. That's what I do. I keep it simple. And on Instagram is at @DameNicola_official because I got hacked at 200K.
Wow. The devil is busy.
They took my whole page, so I had to, you know, get another page. But at @DameNicola _official is my Instagram. And so I want you guys to inbox me. I want to get as many women in that room as possible. I have some women who are saying, we're buying a ticket and we're donating it to another woman. I have women who say, I don't have the money, but I really want to learn what I need to learn in business. We're like, hey, we got a ticket for you, sis. And then, you know, some people, they may have to get like a meal pass for some of the elegant stuff, but we're going to make sure you good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I need to see y'all in the house and bring the ladies with you.
Yes.
All right. Y'all hear that, Dream Team?
Be in the building. Thank
yes.
you so much, Nicola, for
yes.
stopping by.
And I'll give you guys a link so y'all can share the ladies and let them register for free.
All we right. will. Definitely. Thank
like
you
that.
So much.
And that Power Moves Planner, that's for you. You, my church sis, you reach out. I'm going to give you the vision board and the Power Moves Planner.
Okay.
Oh my God!
I can't wait
used
to get
to
it.
Usher us in.
This is such a small world.
Such a full circle moment.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed watching this.
Yes.
But thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel. I hope that you guys were fed.
Yes. Hit the notification bell. Hit the notification bell so that you can be tapped in when we continue to upload content like this too. Yes.
Well, we gotta go. We went way over.
Yes, way over. No. We gonna keep it all. Y'all keep it locked. We'll be back. Well, keep it locked to the channel, and we'll see y'all later.
All right, peace.